were moving from a situation where we had a transition period, if you like, where we had two income streams, and we were moving back to a situation where we were relying pretty much on the ram breeding enterprise, which we'd run in conjunction with the egg farm.
And what was it in particular that made you think you might need to get some support at that stage?
Basically, we were concerned about our rising debt situation, and whilst we didn't consider ourselves to be spendthrifts, we just could see that our debt was rising, and we'd mention it to the bank manager and say, what do you reckon is a reasonable debt for the turnover of this property? And they'd always say, oh, no, your equity's very good, and you know, there's no problems at all, you're in a good zone, your land's appreciating, etc., etc. And then we decided we would get some outside advice, and we went to see an ag consultant, and he looked at our books and he said, cripes, you guys have just got on the road to nowhere. This is unsustainable. You ought to look at doing something before, while you've got the time, before that choice is that's taken away from you, you know.
Was it a big decision to go and see a rural financial counsellor?
Well, it was. I was encouraged by a brother of mine, and when he told us what he thought, I personally was shocked. You know, my heart started to pound, and I thought, oh gosh, this, you know, this is bad news. At my age, I suppose, at the time, I was probably closer to 60 than 50, and you know, it caused a fair bit of stress.
What sorts of things did the financial counsellor take you through?
Well, basically, Juliet studied our financials and analysed them in great detail, and she agreed with the ag consultant we'd visited that our situation wasn't sustainable. She assisted us with bank deliberations, discussions with a bank. We produced a business plan, and generally we found it empowering, and she had empathy, real empathy with our situation, empathy with farmers, which was important, and we were treated with dignity.
As a result of that, what sort of situation are you in now financially with your business?
Well, our situation has improved quite a bit. We've still got financial concerns, obviously, but they're manageable. I suppose the intriguing thing is that we don't hear from our bank manager anymore. Our situation's definitely improved, there's no question about that. We feel we've got a lot more control.
There's often a perception that farmers might not want to seek advice. They don't want to tell a stranger about what can be quite personal issues. Do you see that with other farmers in your area?
I think farmers, by their very nature, are very proud people. And, you know, pride comes in lots of forms. I think you can be proud and you can be honest, and you can be proud and you can be stupid. I think it's the family that suffers. It's the whole family unit that suffers when things aren't going as well as they could do. And these sorts of intervention services can have a huge effect socially. I mean, if stress issues and can be removed at this level through these sorts of services, it certainly results in less of a requirement for remedial services, and money is to be provided for the health issues that result as a result of family breakdown, suicide, etc., etc.
How do you feel now, having gone through that whole service?
Our involvement with the financial counselling service reduced our stress levels immediately. And although our financial situation is not hugely better, it is better. We've sort of got better control of what we're doing.
One of the proposals at the moment on the cards is that some of the services provided by rural financial counsellors would be taken on by Centrelink. Is the kind of support that you receive something that you could envisage an organisation like Centrelink being able to provide?
No, I definitely don't think CES could give those services. I don't believe there's the empathy there and the understanding of rural issues. I'd hate to see it personally. These sorts of services are obviously incredibly important, so I'd hate to see funding taken away from these sorts of programs.